Bartlesville. Head girls basketball coach Terry Rogers with me, Evan Farbach, before the Lady Bruins take on Sand Springs for the third time this season in Sepulpa tonight in round one of the 6A regionals. And Coach Rogers, before we get into the game this evening, I know you're probably not terribly pleased with your performance on Friday in Bixby, and I would guess that's just one you guys will have to kind of put in the rearview mirror and forget about before playoffs begin tonight.
You are very correct on that. It was one of those games that Bixby was hitting on all cylinders, and they showed some different things that we were not used to seeing, but that's one thing we do. We just back it, forget about that game there, and concentrate on tonight's game.
How has the mood been in practice so far this week? Has it been okay? You guys ready for the elimination game?
We like our draw. We like to play Sand Springs. It's one of those things that we're comfortable. They're sort of just like us, and practice wise has been great. We're trying to look a few different wrinkles on some different players, but other than that, hey, we've had great days of practice.
The Pennington sisters were kind of a thorn in your side in the most recent matchup. Of course, you guys have played Sand Springs a couple different times, two really close games, and Sand Springs ended up kind of just squeaking them out. So even though you're 0-2, I would guess you don't feel bad at all about your chances, as you mentioned. What do you specifically have to do against those two Penningtons this evening to make sure they stay off the board at least as much as possible?
Well, both of them scored 13 and 15 the last time. That's 28 of their 47 or whatever they scored. So definitely we have to slow them down, contain them on the offensive end. And nothing they do defensively scares us. It's just our offense is being so stagnant at times. We got to get more people involved in the scoring part of it offensively.
Talking with Bartlesville head girls basketball coach Terry Rogers before Sand Springs this evening in Sepulpa. You mentioned that you like your draw. I know that, these first round games are a little bit precarious, I guess you could say. I know whenever I spoke with Coach Bart, doing Bruin Buzz, he said when he was coaching, this was always kind of the scariest game of the season, that first one, because no matter what you've done the entire year, it kind of all comes down to this. Is that something that you have in the back of your head? Or you just kind of have to go out and lace it up and not really worry about that?
No, I think every kid and everyone knows what this first round playoff game means. You play. It's just like the NCAA tournament. Play in advance, and that's what you got to do in this situation. From here on out, it's everything is a one game situation. We look at it at one game. Our kids know it is one game. And we're going to go out and play the best we can and try to, compete really well and just to attack and do whatever they do, whatever they're throwing at us.
You mentioned stagnation. What are some of the keys for you guys offensively?
Well, the key is, one, getting Haley involved. Getting Haley involved is one. And the second thing is we've got to get, Rachel doing some scoring, Gabby in scoring, Aaron, and we're starting a new girl this week. You'll see tonight, Ronnie Gillard. Ronnie gives us some extra shooting manpower, I should say. But just because we're due to injuries, we're so hurt and banged up.
Yeah, that was going to be my next question. Obviously, Kirsten Littell kind of tweaked her ankle. Is she not going to be able to play?
No, she's out. Vivian Culver's out. We lost two over the weekend. One due to the ankle at Bixby, and the other one after the game in Bixby was tore her hamstring or pulled her hamstring. So she's out.
Oh,
that's one that we've been playing. She's played in almost every game this year.
Yeah. Yeah, and she had an injury earlier, didn't she, Vivian?
Yeah, she's been hurt. She's been sick. So, it's one of those things that's just Vivian has been in the on the IR quite a bit this year with the concussion and And, you know, concussion, sick, and now hurt again.
Okay, Coach. Well, I appreciate it. Thanks a bunch, and we'll see you down there this evening. Travel safe, and good luck to you.
All right, Evan. Thank you, guys, and thank you for following us.